Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I'm your host, James Lampkin. Thank you for tuning in. Whether you're inexperienced or you know the game too well, we'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions. This challenge can be done solo or against a friend, co-worker, or a random person on the street. Our 3 rounds today will be British hits, multicolored music, and 80s chorus challenge. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia, and feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we'll go through all of the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we are taking the tube to the land of some of music's most iconic artists. All these questions will relate to music stars from Great Britain. And there's 1 point up for grabs for each correct answer. Here we go. Question 1. Cold Heart was a 2021 smash hit, teaming up which 2 artists? One a legendary singer, and the other a modern day pop star. Question 2. Which male pop star had number 1 singles such as Father Figure, Faith, and Fast Love? Question 3. Which British singer was Begging You for Mercy on her 2008 hit single? Question 4. In which hit single by Queen do they sing about Peter Pan, Frankenstein, and Superman? Question 5. Which British band was behind 90s hit albums like What's the Story, Morning Glory, and Be Here Now? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is multicolored music. In this round, you will receive a series of clues about hit songs, all of which mention a color somewhere in their title. For example, a song might be called Green Tea or Purple Stars. You can get 1 point for each song you correctly identify. Question 6. A 1956 hit from Elvis, in which he sings about his fancy footwear. Question 7. A 2017 breakthrough hit for rapper Cardi B, inspired by rapper Kodak Black. Question 8. A 2022 hit from Taylor Swift about wanting to stay in a foggy state of mind. Question 9. A 2003 single by British singer Dido, also a sign of surrender in a battle. Question 10. A 2011 hit by country singer Toby Keith, something that you might find at an American college party. That's it for round 2. Get ready for the final round.
Round 3.
Round 3 is 80s Chorus Challenge. You're going to hear the chorus of some popular songs from the 1980s, and you need to see if you can identify them just from the lyrics. The catch is it will sound a bit different to normal. You can get 1 point for correctly picking the song title, and another point if you know the artist. Feel free to play them multiple times if you need to. Here we go. Question 11.
It's the thrill of the fight rising up to the challenge of our rival. And the last known survivor stalks his prey in the night. And he's watching us all.
Question 12.
She's been living in her white bread world, as long as anyone with hot blood can. And now, she's looking for a downtown man. That's what I am.
Question 13.
Till now, I always got by on my own. I never really cared until I met you. And now it chills me to the bone.
Question 14.
Close your eyes. Give me your hand. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same? Am I only dreaming?
Question 15.
How can you just leave me standing? Alone in a world that's so cold? Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father, too bold.
That's all our rounds complete. We'll be right back after this break to reveal all the answers. And welcome back. You've been patiently waiting for these answers, so I won't make you hold off any longer. First, we had our British hits. Question 1. Elton John and Dua Lipa teamed up for Cold Heart. The huge hit reimagined 4 Elton John songs by mashing them together into one new track. Question 2. George Michael had number 1 hits like Faith and Father Figure. Question 3. Duffy had a hit with Mercy. It went to number 1 in 10 countries. Question 4. Bicycle Race. It was a quirky 1978 hit from their album Jazz. Despite the lyrics, Brian May has confirmed that Freddie Mercury actually was a fan of Star Wars. Question 5. Oasis. They sold around 50 million albums by the turn of the century. Continuing on to round 2, multicolored music. 5 hit songs that all had a color somewhere in their title. And these are the answers. Question 6. Blue Suede Shoes by Elvis. Question 7. Bodak Yellow by Cardi B. Question 8. Lavender Haze by Taylor Swift. Question 9. White Flag by Dido. Question 10. Red Solo Cup by Toby Keith. For our final round today, we gave you the chorus lyrics of a hit song from the 1980s. Remember, 1 point is up for grabs by correctly naming the song, and another point for correctly picking the artist who sang it. Question 11. That was Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. Question 12. We had Uptown Girl by Billy Joel. Question 13. Alone by Heart. Question 14. That was Eternal Flame by the Bangles. And our final question today, question 15, was When Doves Cry by Prince. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram, at Pop Puzzle Trivia, for the latest updates and pop music news. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy the content as well. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.